This is the Health
to Your Health
and Wealth Show.
Show me the money.
On MyTalk 107.1 with guests from Health Foundation's Birth Center and ClearStep Financial.
Let's learn something.
And here's your host, Miss Shannon.
Yes, thank you for joining us for the Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1. Also streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. I am Miss Shannon. Very happy to have our experts come in and just give some information that hopefully helps you, definitely helps me every time they're in. I'm like, okay, I got to be lazy this week and not look it up myself because I knew that my friends were coming in, especially when we have our friends from ClearStep Financial. Cassandra and Carla are here with us, so thank you very much for joining us again. I have been looking forward to this for a couple of reasons. The reason why I was looking forward to this topic is that when we first brought this topic up on our previous iteration of this show 2 years ago, it was one of the things that ended up on my homework assignment list that it took me a year and a half to do, and so I'm good. The other reason why I'm so excited about our topic today is because I like it when my friends light up about certain things, and we know how excited our friend Carla gets when you get to hit the election.
I admit it.
Every time we drop these words and we talk about the gift of love, which is her code words for life insurance, she lights up. Like, you could literally, like, if there was a camera on right now, you could see the glow, the glow aura. And the aura about how excited Carla is to talk to us about this. But for real, explain to everyone why you think this is so, or why you know this is so important.
Well, we'll get into it a little bit here, right? Yeah. But one of the, you can do so much with life insurance, and we'll talk about the different kinds, we'll talk about how to use it, we'll talk about just some of the death claims that we've experienced. I'll talk about some personal reasons why I use life insurance, but it is so versatile, and it's a way that you can kind of control things a little bit more in your life and help people, help be humanitarian, help family members, help people that you love. If something happened to you, to be able to pass on that gift of love as a death benefit. It's quite amazing how you can use it. We'll talk about that today.
And when you're talking to your clients, I'm sure that when you, you know, I think a lot of what we do is educating people on what a financial advisor actually does and discussing how there is a mix of things that need to be part of your financial health.
And that's a good point, too, because when you think of a financial advisor, it's a very broad term.
Right.
And not all advisors necessarily work with life insurance. Some of them are really more geared towards that investment and wealth management side of things. Some work with the life insurance aspect as well. We do. We look at a very holistic approach to people's picture. And so that is one of the pieces. And that's why we wanted to touch on it and dedicate a whole show to talking about life insurance, because it is that important. And it's something that it's for some people, it's not a real fun thing to think about because you're thinking about when you're gone, right? When you've passed away. Or maybe your spouse or a significant other or someone important to you, or even children. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about why that is an important thing to think about, too, for children, life insurance. But it's one of those things where as not fun as it is to maybe talk about initially, it can mean so much if you have it in place, if something happens.
And it's a part of the total financial plan that we look at. And there's different reasons for that. And we talk about that, but it's part of that plan. So that's why we want to make sure we offer different types of life insurance as part of that total financial plan.
And let's just back up and make sure that everybody understands how easy it is to get in touch with you and to set up these meetings right now. Because right now, doesn't it seem like even things that normally would be easy, like going to the grocery store or those kind of things, those things seem so much harder and more difficult.
They do.
So just reminding people that it is easy to start this conversation with ClearStep Financial.
It is. And actually, I think it's easier than it ever has been just because we've had to adapt so much to being virtual also.
Right.
So I mean, 5 years ago, typically we would have always been, you know, even a year ago, we would have been meeting with people in person in our office. And now people can sit in the comfort of their lazy boy or their couch, you know, their kitchen, petting their cat, whatever. And we can be on a, you know, basically a video call. So people can go to our website. They can go to clearstepfinancial.com. It's very easy. There's a number of places where you can just contact us, send us a question and just say, I would like to set up a complimentary consultation. Mm-hmm. It's such an educational process. I can't. One of the best parts about this whole thing for, you know, being in this role for me is that people just, you can see the relief.
Right.
You can see the relief when they, it's like, it's like if you don't have a plan or, you know, if you're trying to get somewhere, but you don't have a route to get there, there's some uneasiness because you don't know that you're going to get there.
Right. Or if you question it, so many people.
Right.
No, you know, they're doing the right thing here, here, and here. Right. But yet they might have questions about this, this, and this. And so it just helps to sit down and talk about it and reassure, or maybe we can help you with this over here. So it just is that peace of mind.
That confidence and peace of mind. It's so, it's very rewarding to see that you can help give that to people.
Right. Right. And some people like to pick up the phone and call. Right, some of us baby boomers. So if there's
like
a website,
well,
if there's a website there or a phone call, I know many, many people that would choose the website, and I know many, many people that would choose the phone number. So we always like to give that phone number out too, 651-600-0855.
Right, and I think it is a matter of whenever we are looking for those expert resources, finding someone who communicates with you the way that you're most comfortable. Mm-hmm. If you are not a super technology driven person, then there's an opportunity for you. If you're someone like me that like, I like all the new hotness, let me play with this app. There's an opportunity for you to do that. Well, I didn't tell you about this. Like, Cassandra, I just bought some Bitcoin, so we'll talk about it later.
Not a lot,
but it goes back to,
you did want to talk about that though.
I did want to talk. I definitely want to talk about Bitcoin. Okay. That's going to be on later. One of these other things, because, you know, I think that that's a matter of finding someone who's willing to talk through things with you and go, how does this apply? How does it not? But also someone that can help you know that your base is taken care of. Mm-hmm. Like the reason why I was comfortable playing with Bitcoin, and I'll say playing because it's not like I went into it like I'm a full investor. I'm not all in on Bitcoin. I just was curious. But I knew that, you know, from working with Cassandra, that the basics were kind of already done.
Right.
So if I wanted to throw something over here just to see what it did and to not have that FOMO of everybody else is doing Bitcoin, why aren't I being? Then I could go, okay, you're not going to tank all of the hard work you've done
because you will retire.
Correct. Right. It wouldn't be like she could have retired. Now she'll be working until she gets in the grave because she decided to play with Bitcoin.
We know that there's some gambling aspect of investing in Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. No one knows if that's going to go up or down. I think last I heard it was at about 54,000.
Right. Which nobody really expected, you know, a year ago. Right, which I thought was a fun article. And I'm like, enough that I'm like, you may have 100 of my dollars that I would have paid, bought wine with. Right. So I bought Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's good.
Still a thing, a resource that I could wait on.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. But I do think that it's also good to remind people that when we're having these discussions, you give them quality advice in a very accessible manner. But you also make it so that these things that sound really dire can be enjoyable. Like you can breathe and enjoy your life, because if you have the right collection of people helping you make some of these decisions, it takes the weight off.
Right.
As much as possible. Like there's always going to be things, you know, that may take a turn. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what you discuss at Clear Step Financial is, how do you prepare as much as possible for the unexpected?
Right. Because how many of us have had unexpected things happen in our life?
Yeah.
I mean, over and over again, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, here's a new thing. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So just the more we can have in place and the more bases you can cover, you can't plan for every unforeseeable thing, but we can cover a good amount of different possibilities and scenarios. And it gives you the best chance then of being able to, that life can continue even if certain obstacles or challenges or tragedies happen in life. Life can continue, whether it's for you and loved ones or for your loved ones without you, whatever that looks like. But it gives kind of the best foot forward in the situation of a tragedy.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to do that planning. And that's what we do. We take people by the hand. We have years and years and years of experience here with all different types of investing, taxes included in that, financial planning, the whole bit, whether people are starting at a later age and saving, whether they're starting, younger, whether they're just about ready to retire, whether they're retired. You know, those are all avenues that we are able to help people with.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we are going to be focusing on life insurance. So let's again just give the basic reason why we want to discuss this before we go to break, and then we'll tell them what we're going to cover when we get back.
Well, life can change in a second, mm-hmm. can it not? We've all experienced that with family members or friends around us, whether it be health issues or whether it be catastrophic where they actually die. And so if you do some planning ahead of time during the time that you're calm and peaceful and you see the bigger picture when these things happen and there is life insurance in place, it really does give you a peace of mind.
And I would say that we're going to go through a number of different scenarios and reasons and maybe situations where you'd want to look at life insurance.
All right. We'll also open to taking your calls. You can be part of the Health and Wealth Show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. I am Shannon here with our friends from ClearStep Financial, Cassandra and Carla, reminding you that you can always get a hold of them. Go to their website, ClearStepFinancial.com. Before we get into the rest of the conversation, I also want to state security and advisory services offered through Harbor Investment Inc., MEMRA, FINRA, SIPC.
Absolutely. So, the gift of love.
Yes.
The gift of love. I mean, we're still in this month of February. Valentine's Day was recently. And why is it important then to talk about life insurance and how is it the gift of love?
Yes. Well, should we go into some scenarios?
I think so.
You know, mm-hmm. I just to open up people's mind here as to how you can use life insurance, I think is important. So just a couple of things that you don't hear about as to how to use life insurance. But I remember my dad, now he passed away last year, but when he was in his early 70s, I knew, and I was helping him financially here and there with his housing and things like that. And some people are called to do that for their parents, mm-hmm. right? And I'm looking at Cassandra here. You know, some people are called to do that for their parents.
I'm glad you had five children.
So you can spread it, but just so you know, it may be coming.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. So I felt called for my father to be able to help him out. Right?
Right.
So I actually opened up a life insurance policy for him. It was a cash value policy because those are the kind, it was a very low cost. They have low cost cash value and they have higher cost cash value. Okay. Just know that. So this was a low cost cash value policy and you can add long-term care on there. So I set that up for him because I thought it's going to fall on my shoulders if there was a long-term care need like assisted living or long-term care. So I thought, well, why not leverage money that I have now? I'll pay it monthly. Mm-hmm. And that way, if something happened to him, it's there. And that policy is what helped him to get into a real nice facility, a place
right.
that had independent living. It had the continuation, independent living assisted. But because he had that contract, they were perfectly fine having him go in there. It was really amazing how that there was so much power in that one policy that I had for him.
So that's basically your version of a high credit rating by the time you get to your right. retirement.
High credit rating.
Right. Right. So the cash valued style of policy, and I know we're probably going to discuss more, but since mm-hmm. we mentioned that, what kind of policy does that really mean?
Now, remember, if he was in his early 70s, it's hard to get term. You might be able to get a 10-year term, mm-hmm. but you couldn't add long-term care at that time. Mm-hmm. So that cash value policy really helped me to do two things. Death benefits, so no matter what my money that I put into the policy, I would get back.
Yes.
That was important to me. And then the other piece is the long-term care assisted living piece. That money would be there. Mm-hmm. You draw down, let's say it's $100,000, you draw down as a living benefit from that, and it never goes up. You know, we're seeing the cost of long-term care assisted living is just going through the roof.
Right.
So if there's money set aside and I own it, I'm the beneficiary, I pay for it, I can really help people around me that I love and I care about.
Mm-hmm. It's a way to leverage. It's a way to leverage dollars.
So when you are looking through these policies, how do I know what's the right questions to ask my potential life insurance agent as I'm talking about?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
If you're looking for a death benefit on yourself, you have a family, kids or whatever. I mean, I even took some life insurance on myself And my dad was the beneficiary and my mom because I was helping them out financially.
Okay.
So does that make sense? So I would take out a policy.
If something happened to her, there would be money for them to continue helping them if something happened to her.
Now, when you were doing these type of policies, and I'm sorry that I'm trying to ask as the questions come up to me. So hopefully this is what the listeners are thinking as well.
Yeah.
So when I am looking at this policy, so do I need to buy one policy that then I try to have everything taken care of and everybody? Or do I go, here's a policy that this person is the beneficiary. Here's a policy that I would get that would take care of my son. Here's like, do I need multiple policies?
You might. And so that's where it's all, it's case by case with people. Mm-hmm. It depends on what are you looking to do?
Okay.
Because life insurance is basically just a solution to a problem.
Right.
Right. And so, but sometimes I think we don't even recognize the problem or that there's something we could be doing about an issue or something out there. Like you said, or like you talked about, mom, having something for your parents. Right. And I think a lot of people don't think about using life insurance that way. Or some people will use it as an estate planning tool because taxes can take a huge chunk out of an estate. Sometimes people will purchase life insurance. Again, it's a way to leverage dollars. So I'm just going to just use a simple example. If, for example, if the tax implication on an estate might be $100,000 in taxes, right? You might hypothetically be able to spend $30,000 or $40,000 to get $100,000 back. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So it's a way to leverage money and not, it's trying to be smart with your money, trying to be smart with how you use it and spend it and how you pass it on and what you do with it.
And if you don't have any debt, so some people carry life insurance, term is very popular, 10, 15, 20, 30 year term, right? I always say carry it at least until your children are well in their 20s. 30s because you've got expenses, right? You got your basic living expenses that are huge. I was telling someone yesterday, I just give those families credit that have
you were
children
telling me
today.
Yesterday, and she's looking at me 7 months pregnant. She's like, it is so expensive to raise children today. And I was like, thank you.
And time commitment. The time commitment. I give parents credit. I think it's wonderful how they give the time and the finances to their families because it really is a big commitment.
It is.
But most...
So she's like, get it together, Carla. I'm already taking... Because I'm just like, I'm already taking care of me and my kids. You need to figure yourself out. I love watching the generational conversation. Oh. This is like, because I can like, because this is me preemptively living vicariously through you, Cassandra, so that I don't have to have this conversation with my boomer mom. I just do what you do. If you go, get another policy, because then you'll just be fine.
Well,
then I'll just do it. I won't even discuss it with my mom. I'm just like, I got it. Yes. I have this policy. When I put you someplace, you're fine.
You're welcome.
Yes.
It's your Christmas gift or
the next 50 years.
Here's the policy. Please stop hinting. So, I got you.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
I love it.
No,
I love it.
It is. But I would say and I think it would be helpful for us to describe just some different types of life insurance.
Yes.
Because so a basic, easy place to start if you are in a place where maybe your finances are tighter and you know you should maybe have some life insurance, but you want to have the right amount, a term policy. So we call it term. Basically, it's temporary. It means it just lasts for a certain period of time.
It does end. It does not last forever.
And so
and those
you
are
pick
like
the
10
time
years,
period.
20 years, 30 years.
Correct.
I think is usually the longest one I usually see is like 30.
Typically. But, I mean, they have, again, there's so many different variations of them. They have some that will continue to renew. And a lot of the times they'll increase over time, though. So there's just a lot of different types. So it's just finding the first thing, though, is to figure out how much you need for what you're trying to use it for. That's really the starting point.
Yeah.
And so for young families, I mean, an easy way, if you look at what you're trying to cover, if it's a monthly expense, you can take that, look at what it would be annually to cover that cost. You can take it times 10, times 20. I mean, there's different ways of factoring it. There's not really this is the absolute one way to figure out life insurance.
So that's term. Okay.
Well, and that's usually, just life insurance in general.
Okay.
It's just figuring out the right amount.
Gotcha.
And usually the husband and wife, if one spouse is not working, you still want about the same amount on that non-working spouse. Because,
or close. I mean, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
If something happened to one of the spouses, you don't know what that situation would look like. If it was the spouse that was home with young kids and that person passed away, the other spouse they may need some time. They may not be able to work for a little while. I mean, that's a...
That, or work as much.
Right. Or they may need to cut back. Exactly. Or then you're covering expensive daycare costs, which all of a sudden... You know, that's a huge expense in a budget for anyone who has kids in daycare knows that.
Plus, you have college expenses, you have school, you have living expenses, you have possible wedding expenses there. So it's a lot.
Well, let's say you looked at your budget and you had a certain amount of money available at the time. And so you just picked a policy that you could afford at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you start reevaluating and you want to maybe increase the dollar amount, usually do we start by looking at another policy or do we try and increase the current policy that we have?
Anytime you increase the amount, and that's, we can answer, why don't we answer that when we come back?
Perfect.
But there are steps to take.
And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. Reminding you can get this episode and previous episodes, just go to our website, MyTalk107.1.com. Keyword, health and wealth. Here with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial. I'm talking about the financial gift of love. And I know there's so much we should cover. Like we said, we'll do a whole show on this and now we barely scratched the surface.
That's so, just true. Yeah.
Real quick, and I know that that's a difficult thing, and I know that we don't really need to wrap up, but we did talk about getting life insurance for your kids.
Yep.
And how do we do that, and what age should we do it? Like, how do we make those decisions?
Well, if you're going to have a child insured, it typically needs to be a permanent policy.
Okay.
And so, and the reason
we use permanent and cash value interchangeably, they're the same.
It just, the permanent policies typically will build up some kind of, almost they'll have like an account linked to it where there's money that grows in with the policy, if that makes sense. And so for children, there's a lot of reasons. Obviously life insurance pays out if something happens to someone, right? So it's very difficult, I think, to think about planning and trying to say, oh, I'm going to put some life insurance on my child or my baby right now.
In case, right.
The plan isn't necessarily that they would pass away, but of course, if that happens, how devastating is that?
Right.
And so it at least provides maybe some kind of financial cushion that you would have time to grieve and go through that process, right? But the flip side of it is there are situations nowadays that I'm sure we all know people who have had children that have had serious illnesses.
Right.
And if that's the case in childhood, a lot of times that would preclude them from being able to qualify for life insurance.
But if they've already had one.
But if they have a policy, so for example, with our kids, we've put permanent policies on all of them when they were very, very little. Year old or what, or less, right?
Right.
Usually most companies, as long as they're a couple weeks old or a month, you can do that.
Right.
Unless they were born with certain health situations, right? But then our daughter just before 3 was diagnosed with leukemia, right?
Yes.
Thank God she's doing great. Mm-hmm. The treatment's going well. She's still in that process. But it will be a long time before she would ever be able to qualify. I don't even know at what point she'd qualify for life insurance. So at least she has a permanent policy that we will for sure keep paying on because she will be able to take that coverage into her adulthood.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
So her outlook is very good. She should do just fine through the treatment is our hope. And so she'll survive, but would she be able to get life insurance? Likely not for a long time. So those are some of the reasons too for children. Plus that cash that builds up inside of it is a really nice component for kids to have. Then it's another gift you can give to your children.
Right.
That's what I talked about this all the time. High school graduation, my mom gave me a life insurance policy.
Right.
And I was so bummed about
this because you wanted a camera.
I remember.
That was her gift. So, you know, and our children, grandparents can think about this. This could be a gift for their grandchildren.
It could be.
It could be a gift for their children because a lot of families to pay for that extra amount per month could be a little difficult, right? Or maybe not be something. So these are all aspects of things to consider, the cash value policy. Again, they should be low cost cash value policies.
Right.
But you can set them up on grandchildren, you can give them, pay for it, and then maybe you're the beneficiary until they reach a certain age, and maybe that would be a high school graduation gift.
What a great idea.
And so then you can just, gift it to them. So if you're talking about it from the perspective of your kids, I call up the insurance company. Is it complicated? Do I need to have them get tested
those things? You want an agent to help you through that. Like we're agents, both in finance, right? Investing and so forth.
There are certain policies that are more favorable for kids than others, I would say, that will give children a higher rate in a sense, because a lot of companies just standard, they give kids they call it a non-tobacco rate, which is a little bit more expensive as a rate class because there's so many unknowns, right, for children as they grow up with their health and so forth. So that's one of the things. But certain companies will give them a higher rate if they are healthy.
Okay.
So it's good to, I mean, you want to get a policy that makes sense for them, that that is in line with what you're looking to do, and that hopefully will build up some money because it is nice to have that cash component inside the policy.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I joke about that I wanted a camera. I could have bought many, many cameras over with the money that was in the policy. I just didn't realize it at the time.
It's all part of the educational process. Right?
You're like, this seems like a giant buzzkill.
It was a bill. So she's like, times. Now you can start paying it. I was like, thanks a lot.
But you the know, our children, our children are all different ages, right? And I know I've shared this once before is that, you know, my children are all adults.
Yes.
So some are married, some aren't. I set up a life insurance policy on all of them in their childhood years, gave the gift of that policy.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk107.1.com. Reminding you this episode and previous episodes, just go to our website, MyTalk107.1.com. Keyword, health and wealth. Here with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial. I'm talking about the financial gift of love. Mm-hmm. And I know there's so much we should cover. Like we said, we'll do a whole show on this and now we barely scratched the surface.
That's so just true. Yeah.
Real quick, and I know that that's a difficult thing and I know that we don't really need to wrap up, but we did talk about getting life insurance for your kids.
Yep.
And how do we do that? And what age should we do it? Like, how do we make those decisions?
Well, if you're going to have a child insured, it typically needs to be a permanent policy.
Okay.
And so, and the reason
we use permanent and cash value interchangeably.
Yeah.
They're the same.
The permanent policies typically will build up some kind of almost, they'll have like an account, linked to it where there's money that grows in with the policy, if that makes sense. And so for children, there's a lot of reasons. Obviously, life insurance pays out if something happens to someone. Right. So it's very difficult, I think, to think about planning and trying to say, oh, I'm going to put some life insurance on my child or my baby right now.
In case. Right.
The plan isn't necessarily that they would pass away. But of course, if that happens, how devastating is that?
Right.
And so it at least provides maybe some kind of financial cushion that you would have time to grieve and go through that process, right? But the flip side of it is there are situations nowadays that I'm sure we all know people who have had children that have had serious illnesses.
Right.
And if that's the case in childhood, a lot of times that would preclude them from being able to qualify for life insurance.
But if they've already had one.
But if they have a policy. So, for example, with our kids, we've put permanent policies on all of them when they were very, very little. You're old or what, or less, right?
Right.
Usually most companies, as long as they're a couple weeks old or a month, you can do that.
Right.
Unless they were born with certain health situations, right? But then our daughter just before 3 was diagnosed with leukemia, right?
Yes.
Thank God she's doing great. Mm-hmm. The treatment's going well. She's still in that process. But it will be a long time before she would ever be able to qualify. I don't even know at what point she'd qualify for life insurance. So at least she has a permanent policy that we will for sure keep paying on because she will be able to take that coverage into her adulthood.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
So her outlook is very good. She should do just fine through the treatment is our hope. And so she'll survive, but would she be able to get life insurance? Likely not for a long time. So those are some of the reasons too for children. Plus that cash that builds up inside of it is a really nice component for kids to have. Then it's another gift you can give to your children.
Right.
That's what I talked about this all the time. High school graduation, my mom gave me a life insurance policy.
Right.
And I was so bummed about it.
Because you wanted a camera.
I remember. That was her gift. So, you know, and our children, grandparents can think about this. This could be a gift for their grandchildren.
It could be.
It could be a gift for their children because a lot of families to pay for that extra amount per month could be a little difficult, right? Or maybe not be something. So these are all aspects of things to consider, the cash value policy. Again, they should be low cost cash value policies.
Right.
But you can set them up on grandchildren, you can give them, pay for it, and then maybe you're the beneficiary until they reach a certain age, and maybe that would be a a high school graduation gift.
What a great idea.
And so then you can just, you know, gift it to them. So if you're talking about it from the perspective of your kids, I call up the insurance company. Is it complicated? Do I need to have them get tested?
You want an agent. Well, you want an agent to help you through that. Like, we're agents, both in finance, right? Mm-hmm. Investing and so forth.
There are certain policies that insurance. Are more favorable for kids than others, okay. I would say, that will okay. give children a higher rate in a sense, because a lot of companies just standard, they give kids, they call it a non-tobacco rate, which is a little bit more expensive as a rate class, because okay. there's so many unknowns, right, for children as they grow up with their health and so forth. So that's one of the things. But certain companies will give them a higher rate if they are healthy.
Okay.
So it's good to, I mean, you want to get a policy that makes sense for them, that is in line with what you're looking to do, and that hopefully will build up some money, because it is nice to have that cash component inside the policy.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I joke about that I wanted a camera. I could have bought many, many cameras over with the money that was in the policy. I just didn't realize it at the time.
It's all part of the educational process.
Right? You're like, this seems like a giant buzzkill.
It was a bill. So she's like, times. Now you can start paying it. I was like, thanks a lot.
But you the know, our children, we I know, our children are all different ages, right? And I know I've shared this once before, is that, you know, my children are all adults.
Yes.
So some are married, some aren't. I set up a life insurance policy on all of them in their childhood years, gave the gift of that policy, but some I actually added another policy in their adulthood, because I know that if something happened to them, a lot of finances would fall on my shoulder.
Okay.
So those are additional reasons why you may want to, you know, there's some baby boomers or some people that have adult children, they may want to take out another policy if they feel that financial will fall on them.
Interesting.
If something happens.
So like my baby sister who just turned 30, so she and her husband had a baby like 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. So should I start talking to them like, but have you thought about getting out insurance for her already? Like, I should start. Okay, fair enough.
Or as the auntie.
And for the auntie.
As the auntie, yeah. Could I just go, here is her present?
You could.
That would, okay, I think, they're not listening. They're not listening. I know they're not up and they're not listening right now, so I don't ruin the surprise when I go, here's a life insurance policy
on behalf of the baby. You would have to have some information about the baby, right?
Right.
But yeah, you could get that process going and take the reins on that.
Absolutely. Or, you know, some people choose to do 529 plans.
Okay.
You know, a monthly contribution, is let the parents do the life policies, let the auntie do the 529 plan.
I would like to be able to help out, and that's a good thing that they're, I'm like, we don't need any more gift cards. Right. So, yeah, I'll help you with this, or toys. Like, any of that stuff.
Although I like toys. I do too.
But right now we're at that in-between phase, all of us, where we're like, do we need more stuff?
Right. Yeah,
not really. So let's do something else for a little while.
I think that's a good, you can definitely do those kinds of, and there's various different, since we talked about that, there's various different types of accounts. We've done shows on that also. Accounts you can do for children, because different accounts, different types are for different purposes, right?
Right.
And so we can get into that too another time, but just know there's lots of options for what you can set up for children.
Right.
Now, another way to use cash value policies that we really haven't talked about, and I know we're not going to get into this in too much detail, but if you are a person who has extra cash flow,
yes,
and you need a tax diversified portfolio, life insurance, as long as it's a good investment and set up the right way, it can be designed as a LIRP, which is a life insurance retirement plan.
Okay.
So it's where you put money into a type of policy, and then when you're ready, it could be before 59 and a half. Some people use it prior to 59 and a half as well, because they want to retire early.
Right.
And then they can take money out tax-free.
Right. Okay.
We call it tax advantage, tax-free.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay taxes on it. So there are certain designs that we also use life insurance for, LIRPs.
Right.
It can be used for so many different ways. That's why when we sit down with people and look at their picture and look at their situation, that's where we know, we can say, you know, this is something you could use life insurance for, or this is a way you could use, this could solve this for you. And that's what's kind of fun for us, is it's that whole problem solving aspect with each individual situation, which is all unique.
And if you're in a difficult scenario, I know sometimes you put it off a little longer, maybe you don't have perfect health, and you hear those commercials about how they'll insure you in spite of certain things. So are there, when you're working over their overall plan, even though it might be kind of expensive, sometimes there might be occasion where you go, well, it's worth it for you to put this $500 a month into this versus something else in your return. Okay, fair enough.
And there are different policies. Like, we know certain ones that might be good for certain health situations, right? There are different companies that they might look at this health condition a little bit different than this company might look at it.
Right.
And so we know, too, where to go for different specific situations.
Right. Those are, some of those are called guarantee issues that no matter what, they don't have large death benefits, but there are some abilities, even if people have health issues.
Right.
Before we go, I just also want to mention that this is a big point of interest, is our virtual Social Security seminar.
Yes.
We have one coming up March 2nd in the evening at 6:30. And so it's a free virtual seminar. We have a great expert national speaker who's going to talk about Social Security and that topic. And I know that's a topic of interest. We always have a lot of interest when we talk about it on the show, too. Yeah. But for anyone interested, you can go to our website, go to our events, and there's a Social Security event tab there, or event link. You can register for it.
Yeah, so and that's clearstepfinancial.com.
Yeah. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Or you can give us a call.
Right.
Always, we have our phone number, 651-600-0855. But those, we will continue to have virtual seminars, so if you do want to be put on that invite list, let us know, and we'll invite you to we're very educational oriented. We want to make sure people understand. And if you give them the education about a total financial plan for them, then people are more likely. It's easy to make decisions and feel good and secure about their futures.
Yeah. Well, we know next week you guys are going to be covering tax strategies for 2021, right? That's going to be another subject updates. Where we have lots of things that are going on.
Oh, my goodness. That'll
So, I will be out next week.
We'll miss you.
Thank you. Hosting an event for the Autism Society in Minnesota. But producer Sonny will be holding it down. So everybody will have a very familiar voice. Doing that, so bring your notebook next week, producer Sonny. No matter
how
much
the podcast,
that's true. You can always listen back. You can go to mytalk1071.com, keyword health and wealth, and get all the information, because we always have lots of questions on what's going on with your taxes. So this way, it gives people. I know we're right now in. If you're like me, you're collecting all of your paperwork and your receipts and everything, and I'm making a nice little stack to provide to my tax advisor. So remind you again, you can always go to your website. It's clearstepfinancial.com. Look at that events tab. Sign up for that seminar that's coming up on March 2nd. So you guys have a great week.
Thank you.
Appreciate you sharing it. Again, it's mytalk1071.com. Keyword health and wealth.